Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated Grad Student Building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Well, howdy, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, the singing sensation of the nation, Hank Williams, is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime just a wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Well, confidentially, neighbor, I just looked over Hank's shoulder.
And good morning. You are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9. You might have noticed a bit of a cowboy theme to the intro. That was Hank Williams, sort of known to be one of the first country stars. He was born as Hiram Hank Williams, born on September 17th, 1923, in Mount Olive, Alabama. If you see photos of him, you'll notice a really wide-brimmed cowboy hat and kind of like a nice, well-fitted suit jacket. He had his own band called Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys, and later married Billie Jean, and also was known to show up to shows slightly inebriated, and later developed a kind of a sad and unfortunate addiction to morphine. I guess that was kind of the case in those days for some. All right, so today's show, we're going to kind of delve into country side of things, some country blues, some country in the 50s, 60s, and even some local artists who sort of have a bit of a country sort of tinge to them. The country blues is, it's distinguished by a lot of the use of acoustic guitar, and there's a lot of bottleneck or kind of slide style to the guitar playing. It originally became really popular in the 1920s, and basically it was kind of developed to create 3-minute songs so they could fit on a 78 RPM. Blind Lemon Jefferson became kind of one of the real first country bluesmen to start recording, and it was then that it kind of took off. And later there was a revival in the 50s and 60s where a lot of these names began to pop up again. So here I'm going to play one of the songs by an artist who did kind of enter that revival stage. And this is Bucca White, and it's from the album High Fever Blues with the track The New Frisco.
I told you you're gonna do that, boy. Ain't none of these Mississippi guys.
Yeah, tell me, woman, do you love your man?
No, they don't love your man, boy.
Yeah. and I got my treasure.
Pull it, boy, pull it.
Heartache number one was when you left. troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With open heart I waited for the knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by
troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more.
Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, and we're back on Stereo Blues on CITR. The track that we just heard was Kitty Wells with Heartaches by the Numbers. And just really love her kind of voice. And the guitar that sound, like the guitar sounds in the background, just really sweet. But yeah, apparently Kitty Wells didn't really become famous until she was about 33. She was born in Nashville in 1919 and was one of the first female solo artists to hit the top of the country charts in 1952 with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Before that, we heard some Hank Williams with Honky Tonkin', and to start off the set with Bucca White. Up next, we are going to hear some Gene Shepherd, who actually was really inspired by Hank Williams, and one time she met him, and she told him that she wanted to be a country star, and he told her that there, basically that country music was for the males, I guess. So I guess that changed. But here is the track called Big Midnight Special.
Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. Woke up this morning, heard the whistle blow. The jailer said, come, boy, it's time to go. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. I've never had the blues so in my life before, till my baby left me at the station door. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. Put him in a Pullman guards around his door. Said you're off to Atlanta to serve 10 years more. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. He looked all around him in the Pullman car. Saw the men wearing top hats, smoking big cigars. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. Took him off in Atlanta at the end of the line. Said you start serving time, boy, for your awful crime. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. That whistle makes me lonesome on the midnight train, but he knows I'm waiting till it brings him home again. Big Midnight Special, shine your light on me. Big Midnight Special, shine your ever-loving light on me. Shine your light on me.
And that was Gene Shepherd, and that was released on the album called Melody Ranch, which I just thought was really interesting. It's a great title. And this track kind of reminded me of a track that was released last year by the Bandana Splits, and it seems like it really influenced girl groups in the 50s. So here's Bandana Splits with the track called Sometimes.
I got got more money than Henry Ford or John D. ever had. Doggone, got more money than Henry Ford or John D. ever had. I bit a dog last Monday, and 40 doggone dogs went mad. Feels like a fighting rooster, feeling better than I ever felt.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So Victoria Spivey and Lonnie Johnson, who we just heard with Dopehead Blues, she was born in 1906 in Houston, Texas, and started recording at the age of 19. A lot of her style and development came from Blind Lemon Jefferson, and they also performed at picnics and house parties, I guess back in the 20s and 30s. Also with the revival of country blues, she became one of the rediscoveries in the 50s and early 60s, which also brought some more recognition back to her. All right, so up next, I'm going to try something I've never done before. I'm going to play a tape cassette, and it's called Texas Crapshooter 2. So this is the second edition of it. Just happened to pick this up at a thrift store, I guess. So here we go. Let's see how it works. I also forgot to mention this is off of Favorite Old Radio Programs by the Farr Brothers. Thank you. Take a bit of a different spin. This is The Healing Force by a band called Lantern.
Come out to Fortune Sound Club on December 6th to catch Skits Popping Off and School of Remix 5-year anniversary with Fort Knox 5, the leading force in the international funk and break scene. They will be joined by special guests Timothy Wisdom, Will Assist, and Ryan Wells, and there's sure to be some crazy full of rock and original music and remixes of highly infectious grooves that are sure to keep you moving. So, get your tickets in advance, they're only $12 and are available at Red Cat, High Life, Beat Street, and online. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and the Georgia Strip. It's been a long time, you've been waiting by a speaker for someone to spit it to your plane. But now you out here with the best of this year, award winning, and all that goes before the name. And accolades are cool, but what's important is you feel me, really. That's my only motivation. So we're going to return back to more of the country kind of stuff. Cannon's Jug Stompers, which was started by Gus Canyon. He sort of developed his music skills just by teaching himself, and he taught himself on a banjo, which apparently he made with a frying pan and a raccoon skin. So I can't imagine how that came to be, but it seems pretty neat. He was kind of known for developing and putting together jug bands in the 20s and 30s. So here we are going to hear Cannon's Jug Stompers with Minglewood Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. country. You say the city brings you down. Leave the iron clown behind and feel the circus moving on. Are you leaving for the country?
Oh, so gorgeous. Karen Dalton. Couldn't not have her in this show. That was Are You Leaving for the Country? Before that, we heard a band called Cottonwood. And that was the track called Passing Through. And they were actually kind of like one of the country rock bands in the 70s. And they also had members from Love, but apparently the lead singer had an overdose and died on the day of their release of this album called Camaraderie. So a little bit tragic here. But for better news, we are going to hear a track, another track by Lantern. And this is off of a release that is full of recordings that they did on the road over a few years. This is the track called Bop, 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 I'm Your Pork Chop. Here we go. And what we just heard was Indian War's new song from their album called Songs from the North. They were also reviewed in Discorder this month, and it was awesome to have them in the studio in the summer. It was a lot of fun. All right, and before that, we heard another track of Lantern. So up next, we are going to hear some Rola Olak, local musician. This is off of the album Western Heart with the track Rainy Days.
Expecting it to come, the question
What kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
All right, and we are back. The track that we just heard was called Rainy Days. So it seemed kind of fitting for today. It seems like it's been about the 17th day in a row, so we should be getting used to it, but I guess not. Have to buy some gloves one of these days. I think they would come in handy. Before that, we heard some new Indian Wars. And up next, we're actually going to hear some Portage and Maine from a new release that they just came out with. Never Had the Time. And this is the track called Never Had the Time. And here we go. And up next, we are going to hear from Hannah with It Ain't Easy Being Green. We might be able to fit in a track from The Babies, maybe not, who knows. But for now, here's Portage and Maine.
Time, your worries hold you back, my
And that was Portage and Maine with Never Had the Time. Thanks again for listening on today's Friday country show. Tried to keep it as much country as I could. The last track that we're going to play is from The Babies, and I was so set on going last night because Dead Ghosts and Pleasure Cruise were playing, but it's the unfortunate season of exams. It's that time. But in memoriam, I'll play a track from their newest album, Our House on a Hill, and this is Alligator. Thanks again for listening.
No job to pay the rent, and there's no love to make it better, and there's no plans what you're doing later. Take my hand, alligator. Life is funny, life's a laugh. Life is lonely, yeah, it's a dragon. What's your name? How you doing? I like your hair. How do you do it? And it's not fair that you're taken. And it's unfair that you're spoken for. Life is funny. And one day, I'll see you at the top.